On tonight's show, syndicated radio personality, author, and crime reporter Mike McIntyre and I will talk about the tragic story of a young boy killed by a drunk driver. Happened to pick up on another story that Mike and I are going to talk about briefly, about a frivolous lawsuit, and believe me, there are many of them across the United States, Canada, and North America, where a police officer happened to be on patrol, stopped a vehicle, actually let the vehicle go that he had stopped, was still sitting on the side of the road with his flashers going. Police officers call them wigwags. A drunk driver rear-ended that police officer, injuring the police officer. The drunk driver then sues the police officer. Sues him in court because he says that he was distracted by the police officer's flashing lights. And get this, the drunk driver's wife sues the police officer for emotional distress because of the injuries her drunk driver husband sustained because he was distracted by the flashing red and blue lights of the police car. Remember, a drunk driver. Frivolous lawsuits take up time in court. Most of them are settled out of court by insurance companies or cities or organizations that just don't want to spend the cost to go through them. We've talked about frivolous lawsuits many times on this program, and police officers, if any, should be protected from these. This particular officer I heard the story of was sued for hundreds of thousands of dollars by these two individuals. It's not only degrading, it's embarrassing, and it's downright wrong for an officer to have to go through something like that because he was doing his job. It's time the courts started to protect the good guys and gals out there in uniform and those that are just trying to live their lives, and start taking to task those that break the law and then try to profit from it. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.